Friends, hello and welcome to This Is Health with Dr. Steph from New Heights Chiropractic and Nutrition. For those of you who do not know who I am a chiropractor, and I also have my master's in applied clinical nutrition. So we will be talking a lot about chiropractic, a lot about nutrition, and a lot about your health in general. Why? Because it is important, and it is time that we start caring more about our health and less about a new show on Netflix. We're not getting any younger, people. And if you are listening to this podcast and you are young, good for you. I am proud of you. But time, it's a tricky thing. As we age, our health declines naturally. That's the way we were created. So think, what are we doing to help ourselves? Are we taking care of ourselves? Are we taking care of our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health? Are we doing anything every single day that is benefiting us? Probably not, right? Most of us put ourselves last, which is not the healthiest thing. And many of us do not spend the time, energy, or finances on our health because we think that we're young and it's not going to happen to us, or we're young so we shouldn't have any issues, or maybe we're not young but we still don't think that we're going to have any issues. Well, let me tell you something, friends. That is a terrible way to think, because things happen and health is important. And nutrition, what you're putting into your body, and your physical pain plays a lot to do with your emotional and mental well-being. So depression and stress is just skyrocketing. But what are we doing to try to combat that health-wise? Are we looking into alternative ways of health, like chiropractic, nutritional therapy, yoga, acupuncture? So many, the list will go on. Are we doing anything that is mindful, that is mindful of the way that we are spending every single day on this earth? Are we being our best and happiest selves? I want you people to reflect on that. I want you to reflect on all those questions that I just asked you. Because I know, speaking to our younger generation, that we're probably not doing much for our health. We're too busy. If you're at the gym and you're powerlifting, that's okay. If you're bodybuilding, that's awesome. If everyone's doing these things just to look good and to look pretty, that's one thing. But are we doing it for our actual health? Are we doing it to feel strong and to feel good about ourselves? Or do we just want to look pretty for Instagram pics? That's the real question. Because I know most of it is for Instagram. People, you know what I'm saying. So I want to talk about pain. I want to talk about physical pain. Why do we experience physical pain, low back pain, neck pain, whatever it may be, and we do nothing about it? Those West Coasters, I hate to say it to us East Coasters, they are way more active than we are. So they do not have as many issues as we do when it comes to physical health, because a couple things. One, they're way more active. And two, they are way more in tune with their bodies in the fact that they will spend the finances and the time and the energy to get the care that they need to make sure that their body, their engine, is working as optimally as it possibly can. Us East Coasters are crushing our 9-to-5 jobs, coming home and binge watching Netflix while we troll Instagram, and we're not even actually watching the show because we've already watched that show fully 3 times. You know who I'm talking to, because I've done it myself. So let's be real. But yeah, so the point that I want to make is, our bodies, they want movement. They want to be moving, mobile, active, changing position. So I know that we can't stop our routine, and we have a routine lifestyle, and that's okay.
But there are little things that you can do to show your body a lot of love without you really even thinking about it. And if you're sitting at a desk job all day, or if you're doing anything that is one, whether you're a barista at Starbucks and you're standing all day, or whether you're sitting all day at your desk job, you want to try to break up the cycle of whatever you're doing, because your body likes the cycle to be broken. It doesn't like static movement. It doesn't want to be sitting for 8 hours a day. It wants you to just stand up and break that chain of that static motion. If you just sitting all day, if you just stand up for a couple minutes at your desk every hour, your back pain will start to improve without you doing much. It might take a little longer than going to see your local chiropractor. Hey, me. But it will be a little change that can go a very long way. Even for those of you who are seeing chiropractors and you are getting better, you know that if you're talking to your chiropractor, they're telling you to take care of yourself and there's things to do on your own time so you can stay independent and you do not have to rely on someone like me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love seeing my patients and I'll see you every day if you want. But I like to give you homework so you don't have to keep seeing me, because you guys are smart enough to take care of your own health. So that's my rant. I like to say that pain is the straw that broke the camel's back. So if we're in this slouched, slumped over position, or even just sitting all day, every day, and we get up and we go to try to like go play kickball with our buddies on a Thursday night, or go for a 3 mile run, and we pull a hamstring or pull our back out, or we go to the gym one day and we haven't gone in a while and we sit every day of the week, and then we go to the gym and we try to crush a huge workout and you pull a muscle in your back. What did you think was going to happen? One, do not jump into a workout routine that you used to do beautifully, and then you stopped hitting the gym for 3 months and you jumped right back into the same amount of weight like you thought you were Mike Tyson. No, that's not how it works. Your body, your muscles are going to hate you for that. And you probably, the people who are relating to this, you know, you probably pulled a muscle in your back or your quad or your hamstring because you did just that. No. Your muscular system is a very fragile system. It needs to be coached back into movement. If you're not moving every single day and you're so sedentary every single day and you go to do something really quickly, it's going to respond harshly. That quick stretch to the muscle will piss it off. And then you're going to go have to see someone for some help, which I'm not mad about, but I want you to be aware of these types of things. So it's important to stay active. If you don't have to go to the gym and go bench press 500 pounds or go bench 150 or go to CrossFit or do anything super intense that you hear the word and your whole body cringes. You could just simply start walking a little more. Take extra steps. Maybe take the steps to work one day. If you work on like the 18th floor, why don't you walk up like three flights of stairs and then get on the elevator? Just change it up. Go walk your dog. Go walk Sparky. Sparky likes to be walked. Go walk around your house more than you would normally. Just do something that moves. You just feel some movement. Your body will be so happy. And do it before the winter comes, because we all know when the winter comes, we're like, nah, there's a half an inch of snow on the ground. I cannot walk outside. I will slip and fall. That's my coordination. It's probably not even your coordination. You're straight up lying to yourselves. But I totally get it, because I would probably not walk outside in the winter either. But you could walk up and down your steps in your house or up and down the steps in the building that you work in. There are ways around it. And for those who are listening and they could benefit losing a few pounds here or there, guess what? You don't have to do anything crazy. Just start walking a little more and you will see the results. The weight loss journey itself is a whole nother topic we'll talk about in the future. But this, for today, has been my rant. And for those of you who will start following this podcast, you will be getting random rants like this from me. Are they evidence-based? No, they're not. I don't have articles to back up what I just said. I mean, I could find them, but you're not going to see them in the subscription to this podcast. So, this is just a nice rant from your friendly local chiropractor who wants to see you be better and take your health to new heights. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned to our next podcast so we can continue to take your health to new heights. Thank you. Thank you all for listening to this cheerfully orchestrated rant. Again, this is Dr. Steph from New Heights Chiropractic and Nutrition signing off. And to remind you all, let's keep taking your health to new heights.